Good morning, this is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Warm Springs Opioid Mental Health Initiative is providing a number of trainings this year in an effort to educate on opioid use in our community. Misty Coplin works with the initiative.
We're offering a pharmacology education workshop on February 26th to 25th. Pharmacology is a training around different drugs and how it has an impact on your brain. Our target audience is for working professionals who provide direct services to community members here in the Warm Springs community. This is one of many trainings that will be offered this year, provided by the Warm Springs Opioid Mental Health Initiative.
U.S. Senator Ron Wyden is holding town halls this month in Wasco, Tillamook, Lincoln, and Jefferson counties. Starting this Saturday, February 15th in the Dalles for Wasco County, followed by Tillamook and Newport on Monday, February 17th for Tillamook and Lincoln counties. He will then finish in Madras on Friday, February 21st for a Jefferson County Town Hall at the Madras Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. Wyden says he looks forward to hearing Oregonians' ideas, concerns, questions, and priorities in these upcoming town halls. U.S. Senator Ron Wyden called on Oregonians to send in their nominations for rivers to be protected under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. As reported by the Bulletin, there were more than 2,200 people who responded and offered 15,000 nominations for over 4,000 miles of rivers and streams. The Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, enacted in 1968, protects rivers and streams in free-flowing conditions in both federal and non-federal areas. The nominations included one from students at Pacific Crest Middle School in Bend, who asked Wyden to protect Tumalo Creek in Deschutes County. Legislation passed in Congress last year will add more than 250 miles of wild and scenic rivers in Oregon. For cannabis dispensaries, Oregon ranks top nationally for states, with five of its cities in the top 10. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Marijuana dispensary chain Verilife commissioned the survey. It shows Oregon with 16.5 dispensaries per 100,000 residents. Cities Medford, Eugene, Portland, Salem, and Bend have the most dispensaries per capita within the state. Matt Zakajowski of Digital Third Coast speaks for Verilife.
The data we're reporting on here is strictly brick-and-mortar marijuana dispensaries that are both either medicinal or recreational.
That data is from the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. Spokesman Mark Pettinger.
It's not really surprising in that so many of those retailers weren't necessarily starting up from scratch. They came over or migrated from the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program.
Marijuana tax revenue for Oregon exceeded $94 million in 2018, making it fourth in the U.S. I'm Brian Bull, reporting in Eugene.
Environmental groups and timber companies in Oregon, which have clashed for decades, on Monday unveiled a roadmap for overhauling forest practice regulations. Governor Kate Brown called the step historic. The agreement came after the two sides quietly held meetings, facilitated by the governor's office, to try to find common ground instead of filing competing initiative petitions and lawsuits. Under the new agreement, both sides would complete a stand down from pursuing changes through the initiative process, related legal actions, and legislative and regulatory proceedings. Both sides also would support immediate legislation to establish helicopter pesticide application buffers, or no direct application zones, around inhabited dwellings, schools, and around streams. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.